ourselves getting tired. If we turned on our right sides and tucked our hands under our ears, we felt like going to sleep. Of course, we really wanted to get up once more with the jutting chins, if only to fall deep into a deeper ditch. Then with our arms extended in front of us, our legs askew with, we wanted to hurl ourselves into the wind, and so almost certainly fall into an even deeper ditch. And there was no end to that. We barely gave it any thought how we meant to stretch out properly, our knees especially, in the last ditch of all. So we lay on our backs like invalids, feeling woe begone. We flinched when a boy came flying over us from the bank on the road, with dark soles, arms pressed against his sides. The moon was already quite high, and a post coach drove by in its light. A light breeze got up. We could feel it in our ditch. We could feel it even in our ditch. And nearby, the woods began to rustle. We no longer felt so set on being alone. "Why are you here? Come here, all of you. What are you hiding for? Stop being so silly. Didn't you see the post coach has gone by already? It can't help. Is it really already gone? Of course, it went by while you were asleep." "I was asleep? No such thing." "Of course you were. Come on." We ran closer together now, some of us linked hands. We were trying to keep our heads high as we could, because we were going downhill now. One of us shouted an Indian war cry, and we felt a gallop in our legs as never before. As we leapt, we felt the wind catch us by the hips. Nothing could have stopped us. We were running so hard that even when we overtook one another, we could keep our arms folded and look calmly about us. We stopped on the bridge over the stream. Most of us had run up on too far from that. The water ran busily in there and all the stones and roots. It didn't feel like late evening at all. There was no reason why one of us shouldn't have popped up onto the bridge there. Anyway, away in the distance the train appeared behind the trees. All its compartments were lit, and the windows were shaky open. One of us now was singing a ballad, but we all knew the same. We sang far quicker than the speed of the train. We swung our arms because our voices were loud. Our voices were loud, but we felt happy. If we mixed our voices with all our voices, we'd feel as though we were caught in our hip. So if we would spend them as we sang, and we didn't travel out from the village, the grown-ups were still awake, and the mothers making for everyone's bed for the night. It was high time. I kissed whoever stood next to me, shook hands with three more fellows, and started to run home. No one called me back. At the first crossroads where no one could see me, I turned and followed a path back into the woods. I was heading to the great city in the south, of which they said in our village. The people who live there will tell you if they never sleep. Why don't they sleep? Because they never get tired. Why don't they get tired? Because they're fools. Don't fools get tired?